days it was in a barrel. And then it was...
bin.
Yeah, but now there's a term to mean that it was sold not in a package, but it had to be dipped out. You say it was sold how?
I had an uncle that had a big store about 17, 18 miles from me, and we sold sugar, but we always dipped it out of a bin.
And what did you call it? What kind of sugar? I mean, it wasn't packaged sugar. Did you have another term for it?
No, I don't remember, unless we could have said loose sugar, but I don't ever remember using loose sugar.
Well, now maybe this term is used differently. How about selling something in bulk? Now, does that mean something different to you?
No, that's recognizable, but I never have heard it any other word used with sugar, or if I have, it's been so long that it's gone. You're not talking about sugar bags.
Well, loose sugar is fine, but some people say it's sold loose, and some people say it's sold in bulk. And so I just.
I don't think that was sold in bulk. I don't think we.
So to sell something in bulk, would that mean in a large quantity?
Oh yeah, yes, that would. Uh-huh. But I've never heard it used specifically with sugar. Because as I said, as a kid, I used to work down there with Uncle Lennon. He had a big country store. And he had a long bin with a slanted side that you lifted a cover, and then you had a big scoop, and you dip in it with a scoop, and you sold rice and sugar and grits, all in loose, in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And you generally bought it in pound lots.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard of sugar sold in bulk.
Okay. I'll make a note of that. On the table, you might find jam and...
jelly.
And two shakers on the table hold...
salt and pepper.
If there are some apples on the table and you want one, you'd say, please...
pass the apples.
Yeah, or please...
hand me an apple.
Okay. Or please, something that begins with a G. Please.
Give me an apple?
Yeah. Okay, but that phrase emphasizes linguistically.
Yeah.
Two groups of boys are being discussed. So you might ask, which boys are you talking about? These boys over here or?
Those boys over there.
Okay. If someone asks you where somebody lives, you might answer, oh, his house isn't very far from here. It's right.
Down the street.
Okay. Would you ever say over yonder?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what would that mean? It's
well, that would be a longer distance, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Or if the house is even farther off than that, even farther off than over yonder, would you have an expression, just a general expression?
Uh-huh. Well, it's some distance from here.
Uh-huh. Okay. Don't do it that way. Do it...
this way.
When you don't quite hear what a person says and you want him to repeat it, what do you say?
What'd you say?
Would you ever say, he's the man owns the orchard, or would you phrase that differently?
Well, I think where you were standing at the time, if you were standing at an orchard, you'd say, he owns it. And if you're talking here, he owns the orchard, yes.
Well, would you say, he's the man that owns the orchard, or he's the man owns the orchard?
He's the man who owns the orchard.
Okay. A rich man has a son. Somebody might point to the boy and say, he's the boy, what? Father is very rich. He's the boy.
Whose father is
very
rich?
And if you're talking about a person who didn't have any money, you'd say, he's a man... he's a man, what? Poor. What word would you put in there? Would you say, he's a man that's poor, or what's poor, or who's poor?
Well, now, go back and ask the question.
Okay. If you were talking about a person who didn't have any money,